WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has more high school sports all-conference news for today.
Southwest Conference boys basketball all-conference selections have been recognized. It was a very even and balanced conference this year. There were tri-champions. Lancaster, Platteville, and Dodgeville all finished with 7-3 records. River Valley was 5-5. Richland Center, 4-6. Prairie du Chien went winless through 10 games. First team all-conference. Bryce Krubaugh Lockhart of Dodgeville was a unanimous choice and a first team member. Lancaster's Zach Hermson, also a senior, was named to the first team along with Platteville senior Myron Ryder, River Valley senior Lucas Klein, and Richland Center junior Jaden Shep. The second team conference includes Dodgeville junior Jace Halverson, Lancaster seniors Taylor Williams and Dane Kaufman, Platteville junior Grady Poppy and senior Jerron Blevins, River Valley senior Keegan Heiser rounds out the second team. Honorable mention selections, Dodgeville juniors Griffin Bush and Elliot Hesseling, Lancaster seniors Brady Schmitz and Anthony Bush, Platteville sophomore Braden Strait, Prairie du Chien senior Sam Kramer, and sophomore Caden Sutter. Richland Center seniors Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh are both honorable mention players, and River Valley junior Jackson Thatcher and senior Quincy Blakely. The Sportsmanship Awards were awarded to Dodgeville's Andrew Hesseling, a senior, Lancaster senior Brody Krubel, Lancaster's Brody Digman, a junior, Prairie du Chien senior Stephen Duha, Richland Center senior Cutler Palmer, and River Valley senior Sumner Knockreiner. The co-players of the year this year were Zach Hermson of Lancaster and Myron Ryder of Platteville. And the coach of the year for the Southwest Conference, it was Matt McGraw of the Dodgeville Dodgers. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, there was some more WIAA Boys High School Basketball Tournament action that went on at the Kohl's Center this afternoon. And in the state semifinals in Division 5, teams with that win are going on to the championship game that's going to be played tomorrow. First of all, in Division 5, Reedsville beat Sheboygan Lutheran by a score of 75-72, and Southwestern advances on. They beat Prentice by a score of 69-65. Also today in Division 2, games that were played this afternoon featured Slinger against McFarland, and Slinger was victorious 83-52, and Whitefish Bay beat West Salem by a score of 65-58. Division 1 semifinals will be played tonight. That'll feature Wisconsin Lutheran against Appleton North and De Pere against Madison Memorial. So tomorrow in the state championships in Division 5, it will be Southwestern against Reedsville. In Division 4, it will be Milwaukee Juno facing Cambridge. Milwaukee Juno will take on Regis in Division 4. Division 4, once again, Cambridge will be taking on Milwaukee Juno. And in Division 3, it will be Seymour against Racine St. Catherine. Also, Division 2 games that will be played tomorrow, it'll be Slinger against Whitefish Bay. And in the championship game, it'll be the winners of tonight's semifinal games. NCAA tournament action is continued today, and in the games that were played, here's some finals. Kentucky, the 7th seed, beat 10th seed Santa Clara 89-84 in overtime. It was 5th seed Texas Tech beating 12th seed Akron 91-71. Number 1 seed Arizona beat number 16 seed LIU 92-58. It was 3rd seed Virginia beating 14th seed Wright State 82-73. Number 2 seed Iowa State beat up on Tennessee State. Then Tennessee State was the 15th seed. The final was 108-74. Number 4 seed Alabama beat number 13 seed Hofstra by a score of 90-70. Games that are currently going on at the half. Villanova, they're the 8th seed. They trailed the number 9 seed Utah State by a score of 86-76. And Tennessee, the 6th seed, is leading Miami Ohio by who is the 11th seed by a score of 78-56, and that's 56 seconds left in that game. And also, actually, we'll go back to that. That wasn't at the half, that between Villanova and Utah State. Villanova just lost to Utah State by a score of 86-76. Sorry about that misinformation. And also in spring training baseball, a game that will not be on WRCE because it's not on the Brewer Radio Network's broadcast schedule. It'll be the Milwaukee Brewers facing the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight, and the first pitch of that game will be at 8:10. And the Brewers made significant roster cuts yesterday by sending last year's starting center fielder Blake Perkins and a potential member of the starting staff, Logan Henderson, to the minors. Tyler Black and Cooper Pratt were also sent down. The moves indicate that outfielder Brandon Lockridge has earned a spot on the opening day roster. Currently, there are 34 players remaining in Major League camp. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.